To a husband, saved by death, at 48. You will not see me now, older than you are. You will not watch my toenails harden into turtle shells. You will not complain about my face creams costing more than most people spend on groceries in a month, nor see me apply them to my hands, because no matter how young a woman's face looks, it's always the back of her hands that give her away. You will never think of me as a suitable gift for a toddler on Christmas, shrunken to doll size, wrapped in skin as thin as bargain paper. You will not be the one to drive me home wet from the Lloyd Center Mall, where restrooms are hidden away like exclusive resorts down remote corridors. You will not need to remind me to take my umbrella when it's raining, nor find my car keys in the refrigerator next to the eggs I bought yesterday. And we will not laugh about it. You will not hear me struggling with nouns. You will never be awakened late on Friday evening by a ringing phone. Wife, gone from your bed. Detective Copeland saying she was found, asking people to help her find her husband at a Taco Bell on Burnside that stays open from 5 a.m. to 5 a.m. every day but Sunday. Someone else will sit with me in the ER on New Year's Eve, listening to an alcohol-poisoned teenage boy vomit in the next room, while we wait for news about the golf ball on my temple, received from nothing more complicated than slipping off a curb. You will not see me without my teeth or my gallbladder. Never need to learn I've been sexually inappropriate with Paul in the Pearl Memory Care residence at Cruz Way, where I live apart from you for the first time in 50 years. You will not be the one to close my eyes.